Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks so much for listening on this sunny afternoon in the nation's capital. The old adage, the one thing you can count on consistently to be there is change. Change will always happen, has never been more true than it is today. And Pat Rocky is an expert on change. His book is The Six P's of Change. And Pat joins us on the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Burke. How are you today?
I am well, and I'm very intrigued by the topic, and I guess the first question I would ask is, how is it that you became interested in change and helping people to adapt to the changes around them?
Well, Burke, it all came about from my career as a professional communicator and marketer. I was in several positions in which I had to communicate wrenching change to a number of stakeholders. The stakeholders might have been employees, to the community, to the investment community, and maybe to the news media. This may have come in the form of massive layoffs. Once I had to go before a community and announce that we were laying off 13,000 employees.
Oh, wow.
That was a tough one. Another tough one was the death of an employee through an explosion at the plant, or changes in a marketplace. But people need to know the reasons behind the change. And as I communicated these more and more, I really became familiar with the idea that change is a part of our lives and we have to get used to it and we have to be able to handle it.
Pat Rocky is our guest today. He's the head of Pat Rocky Communications, and the book is Dealing with Change. It's The Six P's of Change, and it's available at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, or at patrocky.com. And I should spell that, Pat. It's Pat, R-O-C-C-H-I, patrocky.com. You talked about these changes that affect someone's employment status, and certainly in the last couple of years, we've all seen, and if not been personally affected by it, have seen our friends and family affected by, an upheaval in the workforce. Are there any specific strategies or techniques that you point out in the book that can help someone get through, a major upheaval like that, a change in your employment status?
Exactly. Let me walk through the six P's, and I'll try to make it succinct, Burke. But
sure.
The way, actually, if you follow my principles, it helps prepare you. Number one is the first P is perception, and that is you have to get used to the fact that change is a reality. But the second P follows it very closely, and that is gaining the perspective that change is often neither all positive nor all negative. It's largely what you make of it. Many people are talking about the fact that many startups are happening during a recession. People are forced to deal with change, and so they create their own value. Now, if you accepted the fact that change can happen and it can be positive, how do you know what change is coming? The next P is prognostication, and that is all about predicting the future. And, Burke, this is the one that gathers the most interest when people read the book or when they hear me speak in public. And that is, I really believe that the signs of change are in front of us. I often tell my audiences, you don't need to pay a fortune teller to know the future. You only need to pay attention. And then once you know what's coming, you should be a lifelong learner. And those P's are proactive preparation for whatever you see is coming down the road. Then you should put a plan together. You really need to know which direction you're going in, what your goals are, what your measurable goals are. And then once you have that plan, the last P is implementing it, and that is the performance of your plan. And that's where execution comes in.
The Six Pieces of Change is the book, and so we have perspective, perception, prognostication, proactive preparation, planning, and performance. And is there one of those that you think, Pat, is more important than the others, or is it really stepping through those six steps whenever you encounter a major life change?
Well, my instinct is to say it's sort of like the fingers on your hand, which finger is more important. If you lose any one of them, you have a problem. But I really have come to believe that the most important one is prognostication, because it is the one that people really have to work harder at developing. And that is, I think people need to read. I think they need to get out of their insular worlds. I think that they can look at trends that are happening. And I'll give you an example that happened for myself. A couple of years ago, I was working for a company. I was their global director of marketing communications, but I could see that they were selling off key parts of the business and buying into a particular area, and that was healthcare. I felt that this would affect my job. And so what happened was I started writing the book, and I started laying the groundwork to get clients. When they sat down with me to tell me that my job would be eliminated because they were eliminating corporate jobs, the book was finished. I had customers ready. We parted amicably. I was treated well, and I could begin my new business. And that's because I recognized the signs that were right in front of me. I show a slide very often when I speak to people. I ask the rhetorical question, how many people saw the economic downturn coming? And most people didn't see it coming. I put up a slide of 14 leading economists who all saw the economic downturn coming because they could see the rise in home prices, various trends in terms of consumption. And it was very, very predictable. Somebody once said that the winds of change make themselves visible to us. And so we need to develop that talent. I encourage people to read broad magazines and then zero in on their area of focus. And I'm going to plug a magazine that I have no financial interest in. I really recommend a magazine called The Futurist, which is published by the World Future Society.
Mm-hmm.
And it identifies trends that are happening around the world. And one example I had was I knew about the AIDS epidemic in Africa many years before it actually happened. They could see those trends coming. They're predicting various shortages that are coming in. It's a good way to be on top of the curve and to know what's coming down the road.
Fantastic advice from author Pat Rocky. The book is The Six P's of Change. We've talked a lot about the business world. When we come back, last Pat, for some thoughts on how you can work on change in your personal life as well. The Six P's of Change with Pat Rocky is the author. It's available online at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Back with Pat right after this on The Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show, our number 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Pat Rocky is our guest. The book is The 6 P's of Change. And Pat, realizing the book is targeted towards folks who are going through changes in their business or career, I would imagine these six steps that you talk about in The 6 P's of Change are also pretty applicable when it comes to your personal life as well.
Absolutely, Burke. And the area that I'll focus on, because it's not business-oriented, is our health, for instance. I think that we can make predictions about our health and adjust to them. First of all, we have to get used to the fact that there will be changes in our body. Some of them come naturally with aging, like we're all bound to have changes in our eyesight.
Sure.
Others may be inherited. We have to look around us and see what our family members are like and what we may inherit from them. So I would encourage people to do things such as accept that you're going to wear glasses when you reach a certain age. You're going to lose a certain amount of weight because we begin to lose body mass, but to exercise accordingly for it, to get there. Checkups, and if you have that attitude and not neglect your health, you can be vital for a very, very long time. But the planning would come in terms of adjusting your diet, making sure that you allow for regular exercise. Again, make sure that you schedule regular doctor visits. I mean, we all know that at certain ages we should have certain checkups. Women should have breast examinations at a certain age. All of us should have colonoscopies by a certain age. And if we put that attitude towards our health, that's an example.
Pat, the notion that all changes that come are often neither all positive nor all negative, I think is very interesting that you bring up in the book. But let's talk about those sudden, unexpected changes, the sudden loss of a loved one, for example. In the book, you talk about, you know, a lot about proactive preparation and prognostication. Sometimes you just can't anticipate changes. How do you best deal with those sudden, unexpected changes in your life?
Yes, that I realize that is a little something unusual about the book in that we have to allow for those. I would say you always should have the attitude that when you're hit by those instances, that you know where you should turn. For instance, know that you have to turn towards some kind of a counselor, whether it's psychological or a religious counselor, who can help you through the changes. And also, be prepared for any economic or home change that will happen. Make sure that your affairs are in order. My wife and I know, I've been married for a long time, been married more than 30 years. My wife and I know that one of us is going to predecease the other. We put together a financial plan recently that will take care of the surviving member. That won't help us necessarily deal absolutely with our grief, but it will take one more barrier out of the way, because that is not the time to be thinking about it. I had a very, very good friend, and I talk about his story in the book. He did something at a young age that most people don't do, and he took out a very big disability insurance policy. Well, while he was in his 30s and he was stopped at a stoplight in Florida, a truck couldn't maneuver a turn, hit his car. He was not killed, but he lost the movement of his hands. Well, he was a dentist at the time.
Wow.
And so that's the last I heard. Dentists need their hands quite a bit.
Exactly, exactly.
Rather than be subject to the whims of the moment, he was well prepared and his family was taken care of. When somebody reads the book, they can see the other steps he took. He ended up creating an entirely different career. But for that moment, he was prepared for what could have been a grief-stricken moment.
The 6 P's of Change is the book. It's filled with phenomenal and very actionable advice within those six P's. Pat Rocky is the author. You can visit him online at patrocky.com. He also spends a lot of time traveling around the country talking about the six P's of change as a speaker. You can find the book as well at Amazon.com. Pat, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show today.
Thank you for having me, Burke. I'm a big fan, and it was great to talk to you in person.
Oh, my pleasure. Pat Rocky is the author. The book is The Six P's of Change. Pick it up today in a bookstore near you.